typically the starters get a chance to get more reps. I'm excited about it. You know, it's another opportunity to get out there with your teammates and getting ready in preparation for the season. And, you know, obviously this game is always big. It's the two teams and representing New Jersey and New York. And we got the Snoopy Bowl out there. That's always fun to play for. But, you know, it's at the end of the day, we have to, as an offensive unit out there, and leave a good taste on the field. Start fast, finish strong. Play every play fully and eliminate the self-inflicted wounds. And give ourselves the right energy that we deserve to have going into the season. All the preparation we do, we deserve to go out there and earn the right to feel good.
To this point, the first team offense has been spotty. So is it more mental, physical, chemistry, just feel? What has not been there from your perspective that you need to see in this game?
Just consistency and transferring how we practice to the field. Because when we cut on the practice tape, we're seeing a lot of things done well. And it's just transition from practice to the game. That's all we need to see.
What do you make of the running game in the first two games, preseason games?
You know, we've seen some flashes of what we can do when we get body on body. Running backs are keen on the right holes and the right people, fighting for extra yards. So we're strong there. We just got to go out and then keep building on it. Obviously, we're not where we want to be, but we're I think we're headed in the right direction. And when I say where we want to be, you're talking two-way running back. You're talking to somebody who has high standards. So if we were the leading rushing team, I'm still going to say we're not who we want to be. So remember who you're talking to.
Steve Spagnuolo was just in here saying that the NFL now is basketball on grass. Do you think the rushing game is still important to being successful starting this weekend and going forward?
I don't think so at all. I know. I don't care what you got going on out there on the field. If you cannot control every single – it's silly. Every single team I've ever been on, and there's a new team, even if you're the same organization every year. Every team I've ever been on is the same message. Stop the ball, stop the run, and run the football. So, yes, it's pivotal to the game.
There's a comment by an opposing player that he thinks there'll be a hit on Odell this year. People are going to be out to get him. What would you think about that comment aside? If people do go after Odell as a teammate, do you feel like you have a responsibility to kind of get his back on the field?
I mean, what you mean by going after him?
Like after the – like extracurricular type stuff.
Like in between the whistle?
No, after the whistle or
– well, the league can take care of that.
So what about within the whistle then, I guess? If it's just
that's playing football. They're going to be after me just as well as anybody with a football in their hand. So everything else is just for clickbait.
What is your level of optimism for this team for the year?
It's high. It's very high because when we look around the locker room, we see what we have. And, you know, it's going – it all – from the top to the bottom, first string, second string, third, we got talent. And especially for the offensive side of the ball, speaking from – this is our third year – and we understand the offense inside and out, so it should be high.
Was it good to see Victor out there, even the guys who maybe weren't here when he was at his height, but just to see him back on the field, is there a sense of what he might be able to bring?
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun to see him out there. 8-0 is a guy you can't replace. He brings a type of energy to the field that nobody else can. He's explosive. He's fast. Catch. Does everything that you want from a receiver standpoint, and he's a good leader. So having him back on the field is going to make a difference. He's a big part of this offense.
Do you feel he needs to prove anything to people here, decision makers, players, and being a veteran who's obviously accomplished stuff?
I mean, like,
even though he hasn't played for 2 years.
I mean, saying he needs to prove is kind of tricky. I think if any he does, he wants to prove it to himself, I'm sure. He holds himself to a higher standard than I'm sure everybody else does. Naturally, you know, people have opinions. But for him, for somebody who loves his game, who's done so much for this organization, the only thing he wants to do is continue to pick up where he left off, and that's helping this team win championships. So he's excited. You can see it in his face. And he's right where we need him to be right now.
Does he need to prove anything to you personally?
No, he didn't prove nothing to me.
As a teammate, though, I mean, we've been talking about Victor's eventual return for a long time now. What's it going to mean like for you guys? Have you seen all the work he's done to see him finally, if everything works out, be out there?
Be fun. Shoot. We're excited to see. Look, what would you feel like? Ain't you excited to see him play, too? Like everybody asks because you're excited. You want to see. Well, listen. I'm human just like y'all. I want to see too. That's my teammate. That's somebody who's explosive, who changes the game. And he's going to be a big part of this offense and the team. So, of course, we want him out there.